Marco Werman here, and you're tuned to The World. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and his wife today joined the list of donors offering to help with anti-Ebola efforts. They're donating $25 million to help deal with the epidemic in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. Those are the three most affected nations in West Africa. And while Liberia's struggle has gotten the most coverage, the other countries are also facing deep challenges with the disease. In Sierra Leone, for example, officials recently admitted the country's health facilities are overwhelmed with Ebola patients. So they're now allowing families there to tend to their sick loved ones at home. That gives you an idea of how serious the challenge is for Sierra Leone. The epidemic also has meant that people from that country are treated like outcasts when they travel. That's happened to Michael Lahoud. He's a soccer player for Sierra Leone. He plays professionally here in the U.S. for the Philadelphia Union. He also travels back to Africa regularly to join Sierra Leone's national soccer team. Recently, the squad was flying to the Seychelles to play the national team there when the Sierra Leonean athletes were stopped in transit.
On our way to get on our flight from Nairobi, Kenya, we got kicked off our flight and quarantined. The Seychelles government had issued an international ban on every single member of our team that was listed on the roster. So within the Seychelles country, our photos were all over the place. Our information was all over the news. And, they warned the Kenyan government that if we would have landed on that flight on Kenyan Airways in the Seychelles, then they would have put us right back on the flight and kicked us out of their country.
And another telling detail to add insult to injury, the Seychelles team forfeited the match instead of playing.
Yeah, that was definitely insult to injury. Our team and our government was even willing to find a neutral venue for them to leave the Seychelles and come. We were going to play them anywhere in Africa, wherever they wanted. They said they were going to forfeit because they didn't want to take a chance on any of us having Ebola, and they were pretty convinced that one of us may have had Ebola, and their economy is tourism. They said that having us in the country puts their economy, let alone their people, in danger. That's pretty crushing.
Yeah, other upsetting details, when you do play matches, you hear chants of Ebola from the opposing fans. You also have to deal with the fact that a lot of teams are not shaking your hands or trading jerseys with you. I mean, it's not surprising that I guess you've kind of exiled yourself away from Sierra Leone, even though that's also got to be disappointing because no national teams will come there right now to play you. Where is the team's home base right now?
Well, we have to play all our games away. So we have forfeited the right to have home games for an indefinite date. For whatever reason, Guinea, which is where the virus broke out, Morocco accepted them, to put their home base there. And for whatever reason, we have taken the role of the ultimate outcast, where no country in the continent of Africa will take us in. It makes it really tough and really frustrating to have to deal with that on top of the difficulty of already playing as an away team in Africa.
So you're a team without a country right now.
Yeah, none of us have been able to go back. They shut down the borders to our country. All of us have family there. All of us have many close ties, homes, for some guys, wives, kids. This is a very personal issue.
How's it affecting morale on the team?
I think this is bringing our team closer together. Some of the things that we've had to go through, hearing the chant of Ebola, having to be quarantined every country we go into, having to be asked to pay, in a couple countries we went into, normally a visa is like $50. Well, other countries are demanding that we pay, up to $700 to even be allowed to, start the visa process, not even get a visa, but just $700 to even be considered for a visa. It's ridiculous, but
it sounds like they're trying to make it prohibitive.
Yeah, no, they're every obstacle that you can imagine that's being, that can be put in the way without just being blatantly discriminatory is being done.
Despite these unfortunate obstacles, Michael, you're doing your part for sure to help stop this crisis or help solve this crisis. Tell us about the fundraising effort you're doing to support Doctors Without Borders in Sierra Leone.
Yeah, because of these experiences I've had with our national team in particular, a friend and colleague of mine, Dr. Thilo Kunkel at Temple University, we decided to start the Kicky Bowl on the Butt campaign. That came about from a coffee cup conversation that I was telling Thilo about my experiences in the Seychelles and Kenya. And, he blurred the punchline out in the middle of the conversation, I think we just need to kick Ebola in the butt. I think we just got to do that. Kick it right in the butt. And very organic beginning to all this. And Ebola has been looked at as an African problem. And disease is never just a, oh, that's just over there. Disease can very, very quickly become an international problem. This campaign asked a pretty simple question: are you willing to put your butt on the line for the good of someone else? And so the premise behind it is, you pick a partner, your husband, your wife, someone you don't like, a frenemy, an enemy, whoever, and they get a chance to take a shot at your butt. If they hit your butt from 5 yards away,
And we're talking with a soccer ball now.
with a nice soft soccer ball, not
Not
a
too much
baseball or
air in it.
anything, yeah, then you donate to Doctors Without Borders. On the flip side, if they miss your butt, then they will donate to Doctors Without Borders. And so we're just trying to take something fun, a sport that's growing in this country and the most popular sport in the world, and trying to use it for a good cause.
And to kick things off, you put your own butt on the line there, Michael.
Yeah, Tilo, man, it's crazy. Like, you take all these practice shots and you think someone's going to miss by miles, and Tilo hit me pretty hard. I think I still got the Adidas brand on there. So, but it was a lot of fun, and it's something that's very important to me. And pretty much all my teammates here in Philadelphia have taken the challenge, and we're just hoping to just keep it growing and bring even more awareness to Ebola and kind of begin the fight back towards this, pretty awful virus and disease.
Well, good on you, Michael. Michael LaHoud plays for the Philadelphia Union and for Sierra Leone's national team. Thanks very much.
No, thanks for having me, guys. Take care.
If you want to see Michael LaHoud getting a kick in the butt, we've got the video at PRI.org.